102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It's 8:24, sunny and 55 degrees today.
So here's what, I come home yesterday and my daughter decides, she's nine, and she decides to tell me that she asked me, is she already asked her mother. She wants to, okay. She found something online and she wants to dye the tips of her hair pink with Kool-Aid.
With apparently Kool-Aid?
Apparently you can dye your hair with Kool-Aid. It's a thing.
Okay.
So she asked me about it, and, you know, obviously my gut instinct is no.
Good.
Because if I say no, I just push it aside next or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But then I got the little girl look, right? And I'm sitting there, and I go, well, you asked your mom, what did your mother say? And she goes, well, she said to ask you. And I said, okay. I said, well, why you want to do it? She goes, because I think it's cool.
Okay.
And I said, all right, I've always told her to be her own person and not follow people and, mm-hmm. and do your own thing and and all that good stuff.
You didn't think it would involve putting Kool-Aid in her hair?
Not at nine. Not at nine. I thought it was going to buy me a little bit of time. I was like, yeah, you know what? If she's a teenager, she wants to spike it. She wants to put her hair blue, purple. That sort of stuff. Yeah. Just be an individual. I don't care.
Right.
As long as you're a good person and you do the right thing and you're getting good grades and all the other stuff, which she does.
Okay.
But I said, is it part of your Halloween costume? She says, no.
Okay.
I said, well,
she just wants to do it. It's something she wants to do.
I go, well, you just screwed yourself. Had you told me it was for your Halloween costume, I probably would have said, okay.
But and then now you're telling her a lie.
And then, I did. I told
her. If you had only lied,
I
would
so
let
then
you do
I
it.
Just threw my hands up in the air. And I'm like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to know. Why did this become my thing? Why did this become my thing? And Nicole's laughing, and I'm like, stop laughing. You're doing this because you know what's going
to
happen.
Just give her a no. It's a no.
But she doesn't deserve a no. And it's
of course
not
she
like,
does.
But
she's
why?
Nine.
But yeah, I got it. But she's not doing anything stupid. You know, she does everything like, yes, she gets good grades.
Mm-hmm.
She studies. She does her stuff.
Right.
It's hair. It's going to wash out after. It's not going. She's not going to the salon. It's not costing me $100.
Right.
She's sticking her hair in Kool-Aid. What's the worst that can happen?
What if she wanted a purple streak in her hair with the pink tips?
Go ahead.
Nine?
I don't know anymore.
That's such a slam dunk.
I don't have time for it. Do you understand?
But you don't need time to say no.
This is one of those things where I said to Nicole, I'm like, this should have never got to me. This should have never got to me. Not my department.
I say that to Susan all the time. No, that's not my department.
Not my department. It should have never got to me. So, yeah, the easy thing is to say no. But then the other part of me is
it's also
like,
the right thing. She's nine.
Why is it the right thing?
Because at nine, you don't have to.
So I tell her to be an individual.
I got to express myself. At nine. Listen, focus on getting good grades, having fun with your friends. When you want to be 14, 15, you get artsy and you start going to the adult world, maybe you express
yourself. She does that. But she's a good kid. She doesn't get in trouble. She gets great grades. You know, she works hard to get the great grades.
Okay.
She's asking me to stick ahead in Kool-Aid. She's asking me to stick ahead in Kool-Aid.
I think you can get away with it if she's such a good kid. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
There you go. Look
Let
at
her
that.
Dye her tips for the rest of the month, which is another week.
Dude, it's Kool-Aid. How long is it going to last for? If she did it today, it'll probably be out by Monday, no?
Who knows? Do it. And you show up being a good dad.
Right?
You come out the hero. All right, but only for a week.
No way. She's
and
nine.
You got to raise $1,000 for breast cancer.
Ah, that's a good... Oh, so she can't do it until after she raises a grand.
Right. And then it'll be too late, and then she'll look weird in November wearing pink hair.
All right, here's Ted with the rest. I don't want to talk to you people.
Your BAB Sunrise Toyota, Long Island traffic, LIE westbound, slow Nichols Road down into Vets Highway, and then...
Me too, Roger and JP on BAB. JP's nine-year-old daughter, Isabella, asked to... dye the tips of her hair pink?
Yeah,
with Kool-Aid.
Yeah, she wants to do it with Kool-Aid. She saw something.
It's kind of funny.
She saw something online, and at first, obviously, the gut reaction is no. And then I take a step back from it, and I'm just saying, you know what? She does everything I ask her to. You know,
soft, bro. It's soft.
Not, dude, why is it soft? I'm letting her be a person. I'm letting her be her own person. I'm not. She's not like, you know, going out there. She's not going to dye her hair pink with Kool-Aid and then go kill kittens.
Good morning, BAB.
Or is she?
I think it's a good thing you let the kid do that for the hair, man. You know, it's like you said, it's Kool-Aid. I think Roger's just being a little jealous because he don't have ends to dip in Kool-Aid.
Yeah, Roger, you can't.
Check it out, man. I have a little girl. She's 21 now.
Oh, yeah?
But it's an easy thing, though. You know what I'm saying? Later on in life, it's going to be more difficult decisions to say yes or no. You know, and so you always have something. Hey, I let you do this. I have
to
put
fly
down on this side, you know? It's a no.
Now
know?
Somebody just sent me a text message.
Don't be afraid to say no.
It does not wash out. It's as permanent as hair dye. It's Kool-Aid.
It's
how can
it's the ends, JP. It's the ends. It's gonna grow out, and she's gonna clip them off anyway because you have to clip the ends to keep the hair growing.
Yeah, right. Tell her she has to cut off anything she made pink once it's over.
Yeah,
and then she'll do just a little bit.
And you know
what?
How about this, Raj? Yes. Mind your business.
Why don't I tell her?
Mind your business.
Since nobody else has the balls to tell her no in this place.
I have, really?
9-year-old, huh?
It's easy. 9 is easy. No.
I understand that, but I don't want to say no. I keep telling her I want her to be an individual. I want her to march to her own drum,
okay.
And she wants to do it. So, you know.
You made your own bed now. Now you got to sleep in it.
I don't have to do anything. I haven't made any decisions. I'm just leaning towards, you know, go ahead. Go do it. But now I'm getting messages from Facebook and on email and on text message saying
Kool-Aid,
this stuff
not so good.
It doesn't wash out so fast.
631-955-WBAB if you want in.
It's like a magic marker.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. Really 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. 836. Do you let your 9-year-old daughter dye her hair tips pink with Kool-Aid? That's the question JP's going through right now. I mean, to me, it just seems like a simple no. I don't care how she does it or whatever. Just no at 9, maybe later on. But there's a lot of issues here. Getting some negatives on the Kool-Aid thing. There's a problem with the hair. This guy's got some experience, he says. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
I let my son dye his hair this year. He's 8. It was my first school pictures. He wanted to do a pink for breast cancer awareness. His sister talked him out of it because he feared he was going to get bullied, so he did it blue. Well, oh. He was the head of the class, and everyone's dyed their hair blue now. It grows out. No big deal.
See, that's what I'm thinking too. And I'm thinking it could be her first step into the cool kid club, you know? Here's the way I look at it. I know my kid's genetics. There's not going to be any Rhodes scholars. So, I need them to be cool. I just need them to be cool and get good grades. And if this is the first step into the cool kid club, then God bless.
Well, maybe it is the first step into the cool kid club.
You know? Well, listen, and people sending me all sorts of messages. It comes out in a month or whatever. It's fine. You're making a big deal because it's easy to say. I get it. I know where you're coming from. My gut reaction was to say no.
No,
too.
It's tough to say no. Obviously, nobody here has said they would say no.
Right? Because
how come
you're
it's so tough
it a,
to say no. It's easy
because you're making it a bigger deal than I think it is.
Well, no is the simple.
I say no all
is
the time. No, I say no all the time. I say no to the kind of food they can eat. Mm-hmm. I say no to sleepovers. I say it all the time.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. SOS. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 842, sunny and 55 today. Well, yeah, it does. It seems like a simple question. JP's 9-year-old daughter asking to dye the tips of her hair pink.
With Kool-Aid.
With Kool-Aid.
Right.
Cute and all. I mean, I just think it's a simple no. For whatever reason, I don't know, my dad says no. You're thinking maybe
right.
Yes.
The kid cooks dinner. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? The kid mm-hmm. cooks dinner for
good
the
girl,
family.
Gets good grades.
I come over, she gets great grades, and I come home from work, she cooks dinner for the family.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
I get what you said. Trust me, my gut originally was
yes.
no, because it's easy.
Trust
but
your
then,
gut.
Then I just take a step back mm-hmm. and I think about it. Because you know what I do is I'm more of a thoughtful person.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think things through
yeah.
and then I react to them.
Right, of course.
That's baloney.
It's the truth.
Thank you, Judge Judy.
It's the truth.
Hey, good morning, BAB. One more call. What do you got?
What's up, guys? Vindazzo.
Hey, Tom.
Listen, this is a simple thing, man. All right? Just let the kid dye her hair. If it was a problem, the call would have been all over it. She's not stupid. She's a lot smarter than you.
Right.
If the kid came home asking for different colored lipsticks so she'd get and, you know, they all know her thing, that'd be another story. But
oh, my God.
That. All right?
You know, at first, I liked the way this call was going. Now,
see what pink tips? This is what pink tips leads to. The next question. When they're 11 and 12.
Listen, bro, I'm just letting you know it's the truth. Okay? When he started asking for different colored lipstick, so they can go make a rainbow on somebody.
Oh, boy.
Right? This was way funnier 10 years ago. This was way funnier 10 years ago when I was doing it to Raj.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Most certainly was.
Much more fun now.
No, it's not. It's stupid now.
How many times do we say, you don't have kids, you just don't understand? Now you have them.
Yeah, listen,
now you understand.
Yeah, but I'm cool with it. You're the one who's getting all upset about it.
You're not cool with rainbow
lipsticks.
Dude,
I thought you were doing a great job as a parent. Look how that oldest one turned out. Flaming lip.
They're fine. Political views aside.
You like that one, Dave?
844.
Communists.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, you raised a commie.
Yeah, but she doesn't have pink tips on her hair.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. So what are you going to do? You're going to let her do it?
They're red. I'll let you know.
Oh, wow, you're still on the fence.
No, I'm leaning towards it, but we'll see if it actually happens.
844. Here's Ted.
Your BAB Sunrise Toyota Long Island traffic. Still lots of volume on the LIE westbound from Nichols Road down into Vets Highway.